Hello, everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Share My World Show. I am your host, Lakeisha Riddick, and I'm sincerely honored that you took time out of your busy schedule to join me, spend some time with me, and hear my story. For first-time listeners, welcome. And for my returning Share My World family, welcome back. If you want to hear archived episodes, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/share-my-world-show. You can see all the previous shows that I've done. You can subscribe through iTunes. I'm on iTunes, guys. And you can subscribe for free to the podcast, Share My World Show. And if you've enjoyed the show, please rate and review. You can also stay connected by my Facebook page. It's Share My World Show. And you can also send me emails at sharemyworldshow, all one word, at gmail.com. The purpose why I do this show, again, I know some people would say, why is she choosing to share her story on the internet, internationally, the people that she doesn't even know? She can't see them. She can't touch them. She doesn't even know who's really listening unless they provide feedback. Well, I have four reasons. One, as a Christian, I believe that I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. My testimony is my story that I'm sharing. Nobody else can tell my story, right? I'm the only one who can do it. I encourage myself through this show, and I've really been encouraged since I've come back from hiatus that, you know, it's helping me to keep moving, even though I may not see as much progress and results as I'd like, but this is helping me to be inspired because God is the one giving me these topics to discuss and to share my world with you. So it's showing me that, you know, God is faithful, and that's the next reason. This gives me a permanent reminder of God's faithfulness towards me. Even though I've been unfaithful towards him, he's been faithful towards me. So I can go back and look, you know, at the different episodes and say, God, look at what you did. Look at the ideas that you gave me. Look at how the wisdom that you've given me. Look at the steps and actions that you helped me to take to keep moving forward. And lastly, but not least, the Great Commission. As Christians, we are supposed to go out, win souls, and make disciples. Through the Holy Spirit, and that's where we spread the gospel, the good news. And the good news is that if you repent, meaning that you ask God to forgive you of your sins, and you believe that Jesus is Lord and Savior, you receive salvation. You're saved. So what better news is that for me to share through my story so that God gets the glory? So let's pray before we begin tonight's episode. Lord, I thank you for another opportunity to share my story with the world and for someone to be touched and for their lives to be changed so they can go forward and help somebody else with their story. I thank you, Lord, that you speak through me tonight about what I'm supposed to say. I know I have my little talking points, but Lord, you lead and guide as you see fit so that you get the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. So tonight, show is Naked and Unashamed, Living in God's Truth. So why this show topic? Well, this one day I was just sitting there thinking, you know, that everybody has secrets, right? And we have these secrets, but, and everybody has a story. That's the whole premise of my show, right? Everybody has a story, and everybody has a story to tell. I can't tell your story, you can't tell my story. But also realize that we have deep-rooted secrets in our stories that, you know, we try to bury and we try to not share. But none of us are perfect, right? So the more time and energy we spend on trying to keep the secret secret, the less time and energy we spend on resolving the issues that were created by those secrets, okay? And I realize, you know, that's not God's will for us. That's not his truth for us. And so why do we keep the secrets? Primarily because of fear and shame. If you really want to think about it, I mean, think about your own life right now. Think about the secrets that you have in your life that, you know, you're like, I don't want to share them. And it's because fear, shame, disgrace, disappointment, with those D's again, right? I know some people have said, it's none of your business what my secrets are. You know, some people say what you don't know won't hurt you. Well, I beg to differ. I mean, that's my perspective. This is why I'm sharing the story and sharing this episode. I believe that, you know, God always gives us a way of escape with our sin, our secrets, things that have happened to us that were not good, caused pain, caused trauma, or things that we've done that were not of God that caused pain, trauma to other people or disobedience. And if we had truly listened to the Holy Spirit, right, when he gave us the way of escape, yeah, there are going to be consequences because we know that, you know, you reap what you sow, but they may not have been as dire as they became when it was revealed pretty much against our will. I hope you understand what I'm saying. So, you know, when I thought about it, I mean, there's a whole bunch of examples on people, you know, celebrities or just people in general. I'm pretty sure you can even look in your own personal circle and see, you know, or even your own self, secrets that, yeah, if you would have dealt with them and, you know, not tried to keep hold on them or be held hostage to them, that you wouldn't have suffered the consequences or other people wouldn't have suffered the consequences because of it. You know, I'm thinking about Ted Haggard. I always talk about him. You can Google these people. I'm not going to get into their stories, okay? Ted Haggard, Kwame Kilpatrick, you know, and then more recently, if you live in the Atlanta area, the teachers who were just indicted on conspiracy for cheating. I mean, on a federal RICO racketeering charge is normally used for organized crime, was, you know, charged against them, and now they're going to, you know, possibly face up to 20 years, you know, in jail. I'm so certain that if, in this particular instance with these teachers, if they had a way of escape, either pled guilty, like some of the other people who were indicted had done, or when, you know, pushed to cheat and participate in the conspiracy had not, I mean, and I'm not saying I'm minimizing their pain or the pressure because I understand, especially here in the Atlanta area, the whole push with education, federal dollars, the need to perform and all that kind of stuff. But at some point, there was a way out. And I know sometimes we don't do it. We don't take the, I'm saying for myself, we don't take the way out, and then there's the consequence. So Google those stories and then think, you know, maybe you might even find where they had the way out, okay? So now I know you've been waiting with bated breath, right? My secrets, right? Because I said I was going to share my secrets. Well, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you could tell I've been transparent about different things, right? Well, I may have shared this before, and you can go back and look through the archives. I don't think I've dedicated a particular episode to it, but here I'll share three of my secrets and how I am overcoming, or God has helped me overcome to live in his truth so that I'm not held hostage to them. But when I was younger, first of all, when I was younger, around maybe 6 or 7, I was molested. And I didn't really remember this until maybe 15 years later, when I was in the presence of the person who had done the molestation, and it just brought everything back, you know, to memory. And it was really scary, but it was also very painful. And I remember, you know, I hadn't said anything to anybody because I had buried the pain, right? But then I had opportunity to talk to my mom, and my mom was just so destroyed. You know, she was just like, she couldn't believe it and everything, you know. And as a parent, you know, you take the blame and you start thinking, what could I have done differently? And it wasn't anything she could have done differently because she didn't know. But I tell you that because I told, right, that secret, a very shameful, painful, all that kind of stuff, whatever. But let me tell you what that did. It opened the door where this person was recognized as having molested other people that we knew. So, and they were able to tell their story. So we were able to be mindful of being around this person so that, you know, and, you know, the person denied it and that kind of thing or whatever, but you see what happened. I mean, we were free of the pain and the shame from that. And then now that opened the door for us to protect, I mean, as much as we can, because you can't, you know, protect 24/7, right? You have to, you know, allow God to do it. But it still opened the door for these people that may have been in the person's presence to be protected and be open to share, you know, what's going on with them or whatever. So that's one secret. The next secret was that I had a porn addiction. I was exposed to pornography early on, I think like middle school, high school, where I, you know, looked at magazines and stuff like that, and then it graduated to, you know, videos and stuff, right? And I wasn't sexually active until my sophomore year in college, but that still stirred up some stuff, right? And then even at that time, I was still shame associated with that. I wasn't telling everybody. Anyway, but after I had graduated college and moved out into my own, I got stirred up with it again. And I guess I felt like, well, I'm grown. I'm 21. I can buy alcohol legally. And it's funny now that I'm telling it, right? But it wasn't really funny then. I would go to the, this is back in the day, video stores. I don't know if you remember this, where you had to go behind the black curtain to the adult video section. And I was bold with it. I'm like, I'm grown. I can do it. I can do what I want to do. I'm going to go get me some videos and rent them and watch my little thing and do my thing and then, you know, come back. And I remember it was just like, it was becoming, I don't know if it was a game or obsession or whatever you want to call it, but it was like the more I was getting the videos, the more I wanted to get the videos. And I remember maybe a few years, a couple of years after I, you know, kind of started, you know, really getting into the videos and stuff like that, and I had rededicated my life to Christ, I thought, you know, I can't do it. And I remember I had to confess it and be like, Lord, help me in this area. And he did. And I would also say, all these things I'm telling you right now, I already talked about with my husband, okay? So please don't do the one child that and be like, ooh, 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 I'm going to say. And with my family as well, immediate family. So don't think that this is something that he's just now hearing because he's listening and supporting my show. But I'll segue to that. Well, I'll segue to it a little bit later. So I was able to reveal the secret and, you know, and like I said, I'll reveal it a little bit later about, we talked about it with my husband, but I was able to do it because you say, well, Lakeisha, porn, that's nobody else's business, or in addiction to it, you know, that's one of those, none of your business, and once you don't know, hurt you. Well, being married, it is going to hurt me, okay, because being stirred up, that would affect my intimacy with my husband. Also, watching certain things, reading certain things, you know, would trigger certain things. Or even being around friends who wanted to, you know, go partake of different activities that, you know, like, I won't say, but, you know, doing different things where I would say, no, that's not me, because that would stir up certain emotions that I didn't really want to get stirred up. You know, you would say, well, Lakeisha, you're married now, so, you know, hey, everything's, you know, just great. You know, you don't have to worry about any intimacy issues, sexual issues or whatever, but you still have to know yourself and you have to know your triggers. And for me, that was one of them. And so God has helped me in that area because I was able to openly admit it. Another secret happened recently. I would say October 2014, I woke up one morning and I just, this is some remnants of that rejection I shared with you, right, from the last episode. You can go back and check it out. I felt just worthless, useless. I felt that, you know, I think what triggered it was I had gotten the test results back from my kids from their standardized test, and they hadn't done as well as I thought you know me. And I tell you, I woke up, and I just said, this is, you know, not good. And, you know, I just started having suicidal thoughts. I thought, well, you know, maybe I should just admit myself into a mental institution. And then, I mean, this is how my mind was working. Admit yourself to an institution. Well, should you do inpatient? Should you do outpatient? How much is it going to cost for inpatient? Is insurance going to cover it? How much is it going to cost for the copay? I mean, I started going through all these crazy thoughts. Okay, I shouldn't say crazy. All these different thoughts because I felt, you know, like I wasn't worthy of my husband or worthy of being my children's mom, and that I, you know, I really didn't fit in and all that kind of stuff or whatever. So I was really gone there. Like, you know, like I would say almost like a breakdown or whatever. And then I remember I told my husband, see, I revealed the secret, me, not me well, he was upset at the idea that I felt that way because he values me. He loves me. He, you know, understands my worth and my purpose. But I didn't see it at the time. And so as you saw, like, in my last episode, you can go back and check it out. That's the area that I was still dealing with in terms of encouraging and affirming myself. So, and then as a result of that, you know, later on with this pain of rejection that, you know, I'm dealing with and really trying to affirm myself and overcome, the weight gain, I mean, you know, if you follow my story, I lost over 100 pounds and now I've gained it back. And now that's what my private pain is, my public shame. You know, I'm trying to overcome that and deal with it so that I'm not feeling like a failure. And another, because so many times you hear people say, oh, well, Keisha, all you've got to do is do this and this. I know how God is leading me to lose the weight and how he did it in the first place, and it's because of my relationship with him. That's not everybody's story. That's not everybody's journey, but that's mine, and I'm getting back there, and I'm working on some things I'll be able to share in time. So who do you reveal your secrets to? Well, you need to use discretion. And you need to do it in context. Don't walk up to your boss and say, hello, boss, I've been molested. I mean, okay, how is that really helping you in your work situation, right? I mean, I know you must say, Leticia, you know, that's really not a good example, but I'm telling you that you need to use discretion and have context, because I'm not telling you to go out and tell everyone your story. My passion, my purpose is what I'm doing here, okay? So that's what I'm doing, but you need to be led by God to know what you're doing, okay? Because at the end of the day, God must be glorified in what you're doing. I would say if you're married, you need to talk to your spouse about it. You need to tell your spouse your secrets, those things that you have buried and you are trying to hold on to, keep them so secret that you're afraid of them become public, that, you know, oh, he's going to treat you this way or she's going to treat you this way. So if you had good premarital counseling, some of those things should have come out in the premarital counseling session, because things that are important to each other should be revealed. And some people will say, well, I don't really care, you know, like how many partners you've had, sexual partners you've had in the past. Okay, well, that's very good. Well, another marriage, they may care. Not to say they're going to use it against you and judge you, but for whatever reason, it's important for them to know. So don't become judge and jury on what you think is important to share or not to share without really taking into consideration your partner's perspective and their views on what they would like for you to share. You know, just be open. And also know that, again, God gets the glory ultimately, because you're not, you know, trying to be held hostage to it. All right, how do we resolve all of this stuff with the secrets? Well, there are things that happen to us, right, that become secret, and there's things that we do that become things that we've done wrong, or things that have been done to us wrong that have caused the pain, the trauma, and, you know, along with that, the stigma, the shame, and all that kind of stuff. You have to allow God to forgive you for those things, because those things become strongholds and they separate you from God, and that's not what he wants for us. He doesn't want us to be victimized. He wants us to live in victory, right? So go back and listen. I said it several times to that show, Stop Living with the Pain. Pain management versus God's healing. Your first step, okay, look over your life and determine what are those things that you've been spending so much time and energy, you know, to keep secret. And even you might think, oh, well, you know, I'm not spending the time and energy, but you know the things that will come up in your spirit and be like, ooh, I don't want that revealed because that's not a good look. All right? Okay, now things that you've done or things that were done to you, okay? Then forgive yourself. See yourself as God sees you. That's another show I've done. You can go back and you know, listen to that. You know, God sees us, right? All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. None of us are perfect. But when we choose to enter in a relationship with him and ask him for forgiveness, right? I mean, then he can forgive us and wash us white as snow. He's not going to hold it over us. He's not going to look at us through the painted lens and filter of the shame, the pain, all that kind of stuff that we held ourselves hostage to. All right, allow the Holy Spirit to lead you to who, when, why, where you're supposed to share your story with. You hear what I just said? Allow the Holy Spirit to do it. Don't sit back and start saying, you know, I'm just going to go tell everyone. No, you'll know when the divine appointment happens. And I promise you, even if it comes to a stranger, so to speak, or somebody that you may not be close-knit within your circle, you'll know. I've had several opportunities to do that. I mean, sometimes it'll start with a hello, how are you? And they will just start talking, telling me the whole life story. And then I'm like, wow, okay. And then God will give me opportunity to share my story. And then they'll be like, wow, I thought I was the only one. I'm really telling the truth here. And I promise you, if you align yourself with God and allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, you'll have those same moments. And then repeat the previous step, allowing God to use you because to tell your story. Because the more you tell your story, you have rendered those secrets powerless, okay? They won't have the same hold over you because you won't be in shame about it. How do you think I'm here to tell you about being molested, having a porn addiction, you know, basically almost having a breakdown where I was going to admit myself into a hospital, you know what I'm saying, a mental hospital, you know, dealing with my own failures of gaining, you know, weight again after I've already lost it. Okay, I'm not saying that I'm happy and proud of these things. No, I'm not. But I'm not held hostage to them. And God is helping me to live in his truth, okay, regarding those things. And, you know, I always give you some Bible stories and references for you to do your own study. So look and or read Genesis 3, the third chapter, the 6th through the 11th verse. You know, the story on Adam and Eve. That's where the term naked and unashamed comes from. If you know the story of Adam and Eve, you know that, you know, God told them to not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and they did, right? But you also have to remember that when God created man, he created us, we were naked. We were physically and spiritually naked and unashamed. We were not, there was nothing separating us between God. But as soon as sin entered the world, right, through the decision that we made, guess what came as, you know, the sidekicks, fear and shame. Because you read the story, they went and hid themselves because they were afraid, and they covered themselves, and they said it because they were naked. And then look what happened with God. God called them out, right? In hindsight, you're like, okay, really? You think that you can hide from God, the omniscient, the omnipresent God? But they did. They hid from him, but he said, hello, who told you you were naked? And rhetorically, he said, what? I know what you did. Really? So what is that to show us? God already knows what we've done and what's happened to us. He's just waiting for us to answer truthfully and with humility so that he can heal us, right? Now, if you don't allow him to do that, then what? You're still going to stay hostage to those things. Okay, the next story is David and Bathsheba. Okay, you can read about them, 2 Samuel 11 through 12. If you know the story of David and Bathsheba, you'll see that David, you know, the king of Israel, Judah, right, he committed adultery when he should have been at war, when the kings were out to war. Well, he not only committed adultery, he got the married woman, Bathsheba, pregnant, then went and tried to cover it up by having her husband, Uriah, come back from war to sleep with her, but he didn't sleep with her because he was abstaining because he was at war. Then he committed conspiracy to have him murdered by putting him on the front line, had him, this is the worst part, had him take his own death orders, okay, still, he didn't even realize he was doing it, back to the captain where they put him on the front line and he was murdered. Then, to top all that off, David took Bathsheba as his own wife and was living like, okay, well, we're going to keep all that secret. Thank you. Nobody's going to know. He's going to raise his baby. Everybody's going to think, oh, this baby was deceased, you know, after Uriah died. Oh, that's so, you know, that's such a wonderful story. So, you know, grieving widow now is taken by the king. Well, here we go again with God knows everything. He knows our secrets. So Prophet Nathan comes and tells David the story about the rich man and the poor man. I love it because God always gives you the opportunity to come clean. He really does. Again, look at your life and say, you know, instead of giving me opportunity to need it to do it, because you don't want your sins to be revealed for you, or your secrets to be revealed for you. Again, go back and look at those stories of the people that I referenced, okay? You can't do the damage control. When it comes out, it comes out, and you don't know how it's going to come out. So back to David and Nathan. Nathan tells a story about see a rich man and a poor man. The rich man had a whole bunch of, you know, cows and sheep, and the poor man only had one little baby lamb. He took care of it, cherished it and everything. And then a traveler came in town. You know, the customs back then were to provide food for the traveler. Well, the rich man, he didn't want to take from his own herd and flock. He took the poor man's only little baby lamb and prepared it, right? David said, you know what? That man needs to die. And he said, and then the poor man needs to be paid restitution 4 times of what he lost, right? And the best line ever by Prophet Nathan was, you are the man. I said, you know, God will tell you, right? Because what David said about the restitution, he said, because the man had no compassion. So Nathan goes in and says, tell him, you can go read it, you know, and see more details. But David was so humbled by that, right? You'll see what he did. He admitted his secret. He admitted his fault. Excuse me, immediately, and he repented, and he was able to move forward. Now, we all know there were consequences within that line, okay? We know, but also within that same line of David, Christ was through that lineage. So what does that say for us? Again, none of us are perfect, okay? And then also going back to David, David was declared a man after God's own heart in 1 Samuel, okay? So you have to realize that this was done before he had ever committed murder or committed adultery. God knew it, and God knew that because he knew how David would respond. Read the Psalms. You'll see that David has such a repentant heart. He never just, you know, said, you know, that ain't me, I didn't do it. Or after this happened, he didn't try to keep any secrets. You see, you always hear him pouring out his heart to God, laying prostrate, right? And so this is an example for us to see how if we allow ourselves to reveal what's going on, that God, that there won't be anything that can separate us from Christ, right? So let's pray. Father, I just thank you for another episode. I thank you that as you spoke through me, again, somebody's life has changed. Somebody will be able to see your grace, your faithfulness, your mercy towards us, that your will is for us to be victorious, to live an abundant life, to live in freedom, to live in your truth, not to be bound to the things that we have done or the things that have been done to us that the enemy wants to hold us hostage to. I thank you, Father, that you open our ears, open our eyes, and open our hearts so that we can receive your love and hear those opportunities and feel those opportunities to be able to ask you for forgiveness and to walk in forgiveness and share our stories with others. So I thank you for listening to the show today. And if you, again, want to stay connected, go to the Facebook page, Share My World Show. Subscribe to the podcast through iTunes, Share My World Show. If you've enjoyed the show, please rate and review it. Also, like and share the Facebook page, guys, if you like to do that. And go and check out the archive shows on the podcast or on blogtalkradio.com. I look forward to connecting with you for another episode of Share My World. And thank you for sharing my world. Now go and share your world with others. Keep believing, keep dreaming. Good night.